Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world. Today's stories include released Falun Gong practitioners reveal details of a brainwashing center in Jilin Province. Arrests increased by 42% in first 9 months of 2014 compared to 2013. Woman in San Francisco calls for husband's release in China. Falun Gong introduced to police academies, schools, and community events in India, Finland, and Columbia University in New York. Last but not least, we have From Riches to Rags and Back Again, a millionaire story. Hear about how a self-made millionaire rebounded after losing her fortune overnight. Now for the stories. Despite growing awareness in China about the persecution and condemnation of the party's abuse, the nationwide policy of persecution continues. The September arrests in Tonghua, Jilin Province, sent 20 practitioners to three brainwashing sessions arranged by local 610 offices, a party-based extra-legal security organization that oversees the persecution, between September 2 and October 18. Multiple security agencies, including city and district-level political and legal affairs committee and 610 offices, and over 8 local police stations coordinated the arrests of over 30. The Xinshan Brainwashing Center, where 20 Falun Gong practitioners were detained, is located in an old building of the Xinshan Drug Rehabilitation Center, formerly the Xinshan Forced Labor Camp. A recent Minghui Overview report shows that the number of arrests during the first 9 months of 2014 increased by 42% compared with the same period in 2013. Jilin Province, where the arrests and brainwashing in the previous story occurred, ranked number one regarding the number of confirmed arrests resulting in brainwashing center transfers. Many group arrests were confirmed during July and September, especially around July 20. These arrests occurred in 29 Chinese provinces and were absent only in Hainan Province and the Tibet Autonomous Region. Between January and September 2014, 663 practitioners were sent to 119 brainwashing centers across 25 provinces. The arrests and brainwashing center detentions are consistent with the final battle plan of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, as reported by the Epoch Times in November 2013. A collection of 56 circulars from official agencies across China revealed that a renewed nationwide campaign to eliminate Falun Gong is underway. Carrying out the 2013 to 2015 final battle on education and transformation is the scientific decision made by the Party Central based on the current struggle, indicates one official website. Convert all the unconverted Falun Gong practitioners by the end of 2015 and continue the propaganda criticizing Falun Gong, indicates another. Ma Li, wife of a Falun Gong practitioner tried on October 31st, protested in front of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco on Wednesday, October 29, 2014. The result of the trial is unknown at this point. Mr. Yu Ming has been detained at the Shenyang No. 1 Detention Center for over a year. A resident in Shenyang, Liaoning Province, is a successful entrepreneur. He owns a mid-sized clothing business with over 100 employees. His latest arrest on August 29th was his fourth since the persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999. Minghui reported that Mr. Yu had been subjected to various forms of torture, including high-voltage electric shocks, deathbed, small cell, long-term exposure to the scorching sun, and forced feeding. Following Mr. Yu's arrest last year, his wife, Ms. Ma, and daughter, Shijian, who were vacationing in the United States, made a difficult decision to stay there to avoid getting implicated. Their son is being looked after by relatives. According to Ms. Ma, the two-year-old boy witnessed the arrest on the night of August 29th and was terrified. He is 3 years old now, but still has trouble speaking after going through that ordeal. Although persecuted in its country of origin by the communist regime, Falun Gong continues to gain popularity around the world for its mind and body benefits. Senior police officers, along with trainees at the National Police Academy in Hyderabad, India, welcomed an introduction of Falun Gong. Over 500 trainees participated in the demonstration of the exercises and learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Falun Gong practitioners in Finland, once again, participated in the annual Helsinki Spirit and Knowledge Expo in October 2014. Participants came from hundreds of miles away to learn more about the practice. Students, faculty, and staff at New York's Columbia University had an opportunity to learn about the practice and the persecution at a recent four-day photo exhibit. The Falun Dafa Club, Falun Dafa is another name for Falun Gong, and the university's chapter of Amnesty International held this joint event from October 19th to 22nd. A student who actually witnessed the suppression of Falun Dafa during his vacation in Shanghai last year said the persecution was wrong and should be stopped. He left with some pamphlets and encouraged practitioners, "I support you. Please keep it up." Brendan Gray, a sophomore international affairs major, was drawn by the Falun Gong music and stopped by. He had lived in China for 4 years and studied Chinese. He said, "I've seen a similar photo exhibit in Washington, D.C. before. As an American, I cannot imagine why the Communist Party would ban a spiritual group that poses no threat to its rule." Two students came by and asked, "We don't understand it. Our Chinese classmates attacked Falun Dafa and said it was very bad. They also told us that practitioners set themselves on fire. Is it true?" A practitioner explained that when people practicing Falun Dafa outnumbered Communist Party members in 1999, 100 million versus 70 million, Jiang Zemin, the head of the party at the time, began a campaign to suppress Falun Dafa. In addition to arresting, detaining, and torturing practitioners, the party also started a nationwide campaign to incite public hatred toward Falun Dafa practitioners. One of the most infamous and widely broadcast lies was staged at Tiananmen Square in 2001, when hired actors posing as practitioners set themselves on fire. "Thank you for telling us," one of the students said. "We'll tell the Chinese students to learn the facts and not be fooled by propaganda." Last but not least, from riches to rags and back again, a millionaire story. It takes both an extraordinary amount of hard work and good luck to become a self-made millionaire, but only one unfortunate investment to lose it all. Such was the story of Ms. Ting Ru, a Taiwanese woman who had found herself bereft of her hard-earned fortune nearly overnight, and her health along with it. Facing such a difficult situation in her 50s, Ms. Ting Ru sought solace in the practice of Falun Dafa, which, as she recalls, not only brought her peace of mind, but wonderful changes physically and spiritually as well. Or in her own words, "I am richer now as a Falun Dafa practitioner than I ever was as a millionaire." A former millionaire, Ms. Ting Ru was deceived by her relatives and became nearly penniless. However, after she began practicing Falun Dafa, she gained a newfound strength and experienced great life changes as a result. The perfect storm. An honest and straightforward woman, Ms. Ting Ru used to own a boutique in Taiwan called Tainan Clothing, a hugely successful venture that made her over $1 million in personal savings. However, her relatives deceived her into investing it all into a shady cause, and Ms. Ting lost her store and savings as a result. Even her son, who had been on his way to a doctorate degree, had to drop out of school and find work. The loss of her fortune resulted in emotional instability for Ms. Ting, and when coupled with her menopause, created a breeding ground for a variety of health issues. Her health began to deteriorate dramatically to the point when she sometimes had to consult multiple doctors in one day, desperate for some way, anyway, to make the pain stop. Ms. Ting became bedridden. She could hardly leave her bed for more than 30 minutes at a time, which made even the commonest chores challenging. Her immune system also became extremely weak, to the point where she couldn't go outdoors for fear of catching contagious illnesses. Confined to her bed and home, life for Ms. Ting was now almost akin to imprisonment. Practicing Falun Dafa and regaining her health. Despite her condition, Ms. Ting still made a trek up to Hsinchu, Taiwan, after hearing that her daughter-in-law had given birth to her newest grandchild. While there, she also took the opportunity to visit her daughter, who also lived close by. Her son-in-law asked Ms. Ting to stay longer, as her daughter's in-laws had wanted to have dinner with her. However, because of her condition, Ms. Ting couldn't stay longer than was absolutely necessary. She returned home without ever making the dinner appointment. The day of her return, Ms. Ting had received a package from her daughter's mother-in-law, which she opened to reveal a copy of Juan Falun and a warmly written card, which ended with the sentence, "This is not an ordinary book. I think it will do you a lot of good." Ms. Ting was very touched by her kind words and finished the book very quickly, finding its contents engaging and well-written. She decided to go to a Falun Dafa practice site and learn the exercises. Her daughter helped her find the nearest practice site, as well as a 9-day class for fall lectures. Ms. Tingru had hesitated to join the class at first because she worried that she wouldn't be able to make it through all 9 lectures. But the Falun Gong practitioner who had answered her phone call was very patient and helpful, and with her kind encouragement, Ms. Ting decided to give it a try. On the first day, while listening to Master Li's lecture, Ms. Ting felt something rotating in her abdomen. The rotating feeling continued after she went back home, and later she would realize that this was the sensation of the turning Falun. Suddenly, she noticed that something remarkable had happened for her. She had sat upright out of bed without feeling tired for almost 3 whole hours. She felt unspeakably happy and finally saw hope for her situation. Ms. Ting arrived 30 minutes early to the class every day after that to learn more about Falun Gong and attended all 9 days of the class. As each day went by, she felt herself regaining her energy bit by bit. By the time she finished the class, Ms. Ting had become healthy again. Ms. Ting Ru's health has improved tremendously. Chores that used to be nearly impossible became easy. She used to need jackets and quilts in the summer to keep warm, and now she does fine without either. She describes her body as being in a state of constant, pleasant warmth, and she feels an ever-present vigor inside herself, like she could do anything. Forgiveness through cultivation practice. One of Ms. Tingru's major troubles in life was the fact that relatives, not a stranger or even friend, had cheated her out of her life savings. For the longest time, she despised these relatives, who, in addition to losing her a fortune, also personally owed her $657,000 that they'd yet to pay back. Meanwhile, they live in a big, luxurious house and live an upper-middle-class life, while Ms. Ting now has nothing. This caused her a great deal of anguish and tortured her mentally, and she's often had extremely negative thoughts featuring these relatives and the possibility of revenge. Even the slightest mention of these people was enough to throw her into a fit of rage. After Ms. Tingru started practicing cultivation, the principles of Falun Dafa began to neutralize these toxic thoughts. She studied the Fa whenever she had the time. "The more I study the Fa, the more I love it," Ms. Ting said. "When a conflict arises, I always think of teacher's Fa to stabilize myself." Teacher said, quote, "Forbearance is the key to improving one's Xinqing. To endure with anger, grievance, or tears is the forbearance of an everyday person who is attached to his concerns. To endure completely without anger or grievance is the forbearance of a cultivator." Unquote. From What is Forbearance, Ren, from Essentials for Further Advancement. Ms. Ting always tried to keep righteous thoughts like these in her head. As a result, her murderous urges disappeared and were replaced by compassionate forgiveness. She said, "Teacher told us that there are no accidents. I finally managed to attain inner peace and good health after learning such a great practice. What's a few million dollars in comparison to that?" By following Master Li's teachings to the best of her ability, Ms. Ting Ru's concerns and worries lessened. The stress that came as a habit of the business life was gradually transformed into tranquility and contentment. "Teacher settled all my karmic relationships in history with benevolent solutions," she said. "Now I've come to realize that this practice, Falun Dafa, is absolutely priceless, and that, as a practitioner, the wealth I reap is much, much more than a millionaire's." A harmonious family through cultivation practice. Practicing cultivation in Falun Dafa not only resolved Ms. Tingru's resentment of her enemies, but also made her better at dealing with family. Whenever conflict arises, she always looks inside herself first to see if she has done anything wrong. If she finds that she is at fault, she's always quick to apologize to her husband. "It's my fault." Ms. Tingru said, "When a conflict arises, a practitioner should follow teacher's guiding principles. That's genuine cultivation." Though Ms. Tingru's husband is an atheist, he deeply admires Master Li and Falun Dafa after witnessing his wife's great changes in both temper and health. He is also very supportive of her practice. He often reminds her, "It's time to do the exercises and study the Fa." One time, Ms. Tingru was chatting with her daughter-in-law, who has always been very respectful to her. But that day, they got into an argument with each other, which made Ms. Ting very sad and hurt. However, her mind changed immediately at the moment. "I am a practitioner. I should be compassionate and peaceful." Later, she calmly explained her feelings to her daughter-in-law and resolved the misunderstanding. And just like that, the relationship was back to the friendly state that it was normally in. Sharing her wealth. Ms. Tingru cultivates very diligently and benefits a lot from Falun Dafa, and is never hesitant about recommending the practice to others. Whenever she got a chance, she would go to tourist resorts such as Chikon Tower and Alishan National Scenic Area to inform the Chinese tourists there that Falun Dafa is good. Deceived by the Chinese Communist Party's lies and propaganda, many Chinese people still have misunderstandings about Falun Dafa. Ms. Tingru said, "Thousands of tourists from China come to Alishan. There are over 50 tourist buses a day there. I am not afraid of hard work and diligence as long as I could help them understand the facts about Falun Dafa. It makes me happy when Chinese people realize the truth, that Falun Dafa is a beneficial practice and not what their government has been telling them at all." Ms. Tingru hopes that she can have more opportunities to go to Alishan or Hong Kong to spread the facts about Falun Dafa. She wants to tell people about her own miraculous changes brought about through Dafa so that they can understand that Falun Dafa is the righteous way. That's all we have for you this week. If you like the contents, please go to our website to subscribe to the weekly newsletter or send your suggestions and feedback to editor@en.minghui.org. Thank you for listening.